This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Demolition experts are preparing to take down the remainder of the partially collapsed apartment building along the ocean in Surfside, Florida, north of Miami. Authorities fear the building is unstable and a tropical storm is in the forecast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the building was tottering or moving in the wind as officials on Saturday suspended operations in the search for anyone still alive in the rubble. The 12-story building suddenly collapsed on June 24th. At least 24 people died in the collapse. 121 are still missing. The timing for the demolition has not been disclosed, but it's likely to be soon. Tropical storm Elsa, currently over the Caribbean Sea, is forecast to hit Florida by Tuesday morning. Residents of the remaining portion of the Champlain Towers South building have long since evacuated, and officials are not letting anyone back in. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan on Sunday said the United States has no plan to close the diplomatic mission in Kabul. This comes as Taliban attacks fuel nationwide security concerns, while U.S.-led foreign troops continue their withdrawal after a presence of nearly two decades. The U.S. assurance comes in response to reports that suggest Washington is preparing emergency evacuation plans for the diplomatic staff in Kabul. The embassy wrote on Twitter that the diplomatic mission, quote, is open and will remain open. It pledged to maintain a robust diplomatic presence in the country as directed by the president. The statement said the embassy is aware of the security challenges of the Taliban and constantly planning on how to meet them. In the past 2 months, as the withdrawal of troops has carried on, the Taliban have gained control of about a quarter of Afghanistan's roughly 419 districts. From Washington,